Computer network managers are still recovering from a malicious piece of software, a worm that spread with stunning speed over the weekend. The worm didn't damage anyone's computer, but it jammed networks. In some cases, ATMs wouldn't function. A 911 center outside Seattle went back to paper and pencil after its computer ground to a halt. All this could have been prevented if network managers had simply kept their software up to date. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The worm, called SQL Slammer, Win32 SQL Worm, or simply Sapphire, started spreading around the world early Saturday morning. Computer security expert Mark Rash found out about it the hard way.
I was actually out skiing out in Vail, Colorado, and they closed the mountain for taking any credit card transactions because of what they announced as a major computer worm.
Rash, with a firm called Solutionary, made a quick phone call and learned that the worm was racing around the internet all on its own, not even riding on emails as malicious software often does. It sought out a vulnerability in a piece of software called Microsoft SQL Server 2000, usually found on corporate and government computers that manage a lot of data.
The reason the worm had so much of an effect is because of the rate at which it spread. It spread very quickly to a lot of computers, even computers that weren't themselves broken into by the worm. And the volume of traffic slowed everything down.
Unlike some viruses, this worm didn't change data or damage the computer. It just generated a lot of copies of itself and overloaded systems. But Roman Danilou at Carnegie Mellon University says a computer that was attacked this time around got off lucky. The worm could instead have been a nasty virus capable of doing real damage.
Since that worm was able to get onto that particular machine, there's nothing stopping other dedicated intruders from finding these machines and compromising them and actually doing something with the data.
Computer security experts discovered this particular vulnerability last summer. Microsoft put together a software patch which can plug the security leak. It's been available for download, and it's been included on several updates for SQL Server 2000. But many system administrators never bothered to download and install this fix. In fact, even some computers at Microsoft headquarters got attacked by the worm. Danilou says it seems simple enough to expect computer managers to keep their software up to date.
The problem lies, though, when we scale this out to an organization that perhaps may have hundreds or thousands of machines.
Like, say, banks. Even if their sensitive financial data are carefully guarded along the network, ATM systems can grind to a halt if they are overwhelmed by nuisance data like worms. The degree to which that happened this time caught even federal officials by surprise. Danilou says even if computer managers can keep track of all their computers to know which one needs updating, it's not as simple as a home user simply downloading the update and forgetting about it. Managers often test the updated software to make sure it works as expected on their network, and that takes more time and effort.
So it actually is a non-trivial task of maintaining machines when you're talking in the order of hundreds or thousands, perhaps, as many organizations have.
And Mark Rash says, on a shared resource like the internet, one person's sloth can quickly become everyone's problem.
You're only as protected as everybody else is, and you're only as strong as the weakest link. And even if 90% of the people fix a problem, you're still vulnerable if the 10% haven't fixed it.
As for his ski trip, Rash wasn't slowed down for long. He says the resort simply reached for an old standby. The old manual credit card machine came up on the counter, and he was soon enough back on the slopes. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.